today we're going to begin the 11th and final parak of Maseches Trumos, and we are up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So the Mishnahis are going to be talking about the issur of destroying Truma. There is a halacha that one is not allowed to be ma'abe Truma. One is not allowed to destroy Truma. So says the Mishnah, Ein nosim develu grogros l'tocha murios. You're not allowed to put pressed figs or dried figs into fish fat in order to give flavor to the fish fat. And the reason you're not allowed to do that, meaning again, assuming the figs are Truma figs, you're not allowed to put them into fish fat. And the reason that you're not allowed to do that is because you're going to destroy those figs. How are you going to destroy those figs? Because you can put the figs in the fish fat, the juices of the figs will flavor the fish fat, and then you're going to take out the actual physical figs and throw them out, because then they're going to be useless. They're not going to be edible anymore. So that brings about the ibud, it brings about the destruction of truma. But what you're allowed to do is you could put wine into fish fat in order to flavor the fish fat, because you never remove that wine. You just eat the fish fat now with the wine, and therefore it's not considered an ibud. It's not considered a destruction of the truma wine. Ve'in mefat min es Hashem, and you're not allowed to cause flavor or fragrance of truma oil by soaking spices that give it a certain fragrance in the oil. You're not allowed to do that, because what's going to happen is you're going to put these spices. Spices are not like what we think of as like ground spice that you find on the shelf in the grocery store. It means like the actual, not ground up, the actual, the actual spice. Like, I think of not ground cinnamon, but a cinnamon stick, right? So if you take a cinnamon stick and put it in truma oil, the cinnamon stick will absorb the truma oil, and then you're going to take the cinnamon stick out and throw it in the garbage. So that truma oil is going to be thrown out. So that's why you're not allowed to give fragrance, aroma, perfume, to the shemen by putting these truma spices in them, because you're going to throw the truma spices out by putting these regular spices in them, because the truma oil is going to get absorbed in these spices and you're going to throw it out. However, you're allowed to make wine of truma wine into yenomlim. Yenomlim is like a type of a spiced wine, and what they would do is they would put honey or pepper into the wine. So even though the honey and the pepper might absorb the truma wine, in the drink, the honey and pepper are going to stay there. You're going to consume the honey and the pepper together with the wine, and therefore it's not considered ibud. So the same distinction we had in the reisha. Just like in the reisha, we spoke about how you're not allowed to put the figs, the truma figs, into the fish fat, because you're going to then throw out the figs. But you are allowed to put truma wine into the fish fat, since it's going to stay in there, and you're just going to consume it all together. So over here also, you're not allowed to be mefatim shemen shel truma with something that is going to absorb the shemen and then be chucked and then be thrown out, but you are allowed to put things into, to put dvash, to put honey, let's say, or peppers into truma wine, even though the honey and the peppers are going to absorb the truma wine, because then you're going to consume the entire thing. You're not supposed to cook truma wine meshumam ito, because when you cook something, some of it evaporates, and therefore that's a hefsid of truma. It's being ma'abed truma as well. Rabbi Yehuda matir mipneshu mashbicho. Rabbi Yehuda says you are allowed to cook truma wine because cooked wine is more meshubach. It is a higher quality wine than non-cooked wine. So it's considered that you're being mashbiach the truma. So it tells Yantav, raise the obvious question. Wait a second. Isn't cooked wine less mashubach than non-cooked wine? Right? Why is it that by stam yenam, that yayin mavushal is mutter, and yayin that's not mavushal is aser? It's because yayin that's not mavushal is royal in aseich al gabi amizbeach, and of the avodah zarah would be menaseich in front of the avodah zarah. But if it's mevushal, then it's a lower class wine, and no self-respecting over avodah zarah would be menasich such wine in front of avodah zarah. So Tos Yomtov says, what do you mean mashpicha when you cook it? So Tos Yomtov says, kasha ades velo kasha adesof perik beis deim tomrin min mevushal al sheinu mevushal mishum dav min arahal yafe. He brings a different raya. He says that we said that you're not supposed to be tore min ara al hayafe, from that which is of inferior quality to cover that which is of greater quality. And one of the example that we gave of that which is of inferior quality is cooked wine. So if it's called ra, how can we say mashbicho over here? So it tells the Yom Tov, says that's on the kasha. Yerushalmi Taman Taninan Bebailim Vahacha Bekohen. To the Kohen he threw the Vashel Shemesh Bicho de Meskayim Lo. Avabayim Tzrichim Litzrom and Ayaf Vashem Vashel Yaf Lishtiyav Lo Chashin Be Meskayim. And a very simple distinction. That when it comes, the advantage of cooked wine is that it lasts longer. It doesn't spoil as quickly. It is a lesser quality, but it lasts longer. So in that sense, it has greater quality. So for the Kohen who's going to be hanging on to this wine until he drinks it, he'd prefer Mavushel wine. But for the Yisrael, who's going to be mafreshin and be nosin into the Kohen in short order, so it is right now, it is not yafe when it's mavushal. It's more yafe if it's not mavushal, and that's how the Tos Yom Tov deals with that kasha. Okay, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, Dvash Tomar, if non-Kohen, someone who's a czar, consumes honey from dates, date honey. In fact, when we say Eretzol, Eretzol, Aschalavu, Dvash, Dvash probably means date honey, V'yein Tapuchim, or apple cider, the chometz advanios, or vinegar from certain grapes, from certain tiny grapes, the shar kol mei peiros shel truma, or any other fruit juices of a truma fruit. Rabbi Elazar mechayev keren v'chamesh. If a non-kohen consumes juices from a truma fruit, Rabbi Elazar says it's the same exact thing as consuming any other truma fruit, as consuming the actual fruit itself, where you not only have to pay back the value of the fruit, you have to add a chometz, you have to add 25%. Rabbi Yeshua poter, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, you don't have to add 25%, because even though it is truma in the sense that you're not allowed to eat it if you're not a Kohen, and you're going to have to reimburse the Kohen because it's mamono shel Kohen, but it's not truma in the sense that you have to pay the extra chomesh. You do not have to pay the extra chomesh. The Mishnah now discusses the status of the fruit juices when it comes to tuma, and this is also machlokas Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. Reb Elazar metame mishum mashke. Reb Elazar says that all these things, the date honey and the apple cider and the vinegar and all other fruit juices, are tamei as a mashke, meaning they have all the halachos of tumas mashkin. Tumas mashkin is more chamur than tumas ochlin. That a mashke has the ability to be metamei an ochel, a tamei kli could be metamei a mashke could be machshir lekabel tuma. So it has all the dinim of mashkin. But Amar Rabbi Shua lo manu chacham shiva mashkim kimoni patamim. Rabbi Shua says, what are you talking about? You know, in Maseches Machshirin, in the sixth parak, when we give a list of Yad Shachadam, of the seven mashkim that are machshir lekabel tuma, that they didn't just stam list whatever came to mind and leave other items off the list, like someone who's a spice salesman would do if he's going around selling a bunch of spices, and he would just scream out, "I have pepper and cinnamon and paprika, whatever." Where he may not list every item that he has. No, when the Mishnayis list something, when the Mishnayis talk about something, they're being extremely precise, and they're being very exact. There's no way that they would have listed Shiva Mashkin if every type of fruit juice was also a Mashke. Usharkal Mashkin Tahorin. El Amru Shiva Mashkin Tameim. Rather, what the Chacham did is they listed seven Mashkin Tameim. Usharkal Mashkin Tahorin. And all other Mashkin are considered to be Tahor because they're not on the list of the Zion Mashkin. Okay, so let's quickly review what we did today. So Mishnah Aleph, we said that you're not allowed to put truma fruits into a fish brine if it's going to absorb the fish brine, if the fruits are going to give flavor to the fish brine, but then you're going to throw the fruits out because that's being ma'abed, the truma. However, you are allowed to put truma wine into fish brine since you're going to consume it, and by the same token, you're not allowed to put other spices into shemen shel truma because those spices are going to absorb some of the shemen and then you're going to throw them out. But anything that you're putting into the shemen, which is going to stay in the shemen and be consumed together with the shemen, is going to be mutter. And then we had a machlokas whether you're allowed to cook wine, truma wine. Tanakama said no, because some of it evaporates. And Rabbi Yehuda says yes, because you're being mashbiach the wine by giving it the ability to last longer. Mishnah Beis told us that if you have date honey or apple cider or vinegar and any other mei peiros, we have machlokas of Lezer and Rabbi Shua, if it's truma and a czar eats it, you have to pay the extra chomesh. We similarly have a machlokas of Lezer Bishua about all those items, whether they have a din of mashkin when it comes to tuma, where Rabbi Eliezer says they do, and Rabbi Yeshua says no way. That's why the Mishnah Machshirin listed only Zion mashkin, because there aren't more than Zion mashkin. It's only those seven mashkin that have a din of a mashkin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel.